We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, talking about a lot relative to the division in America. And today, one of the things we're getting into, these dueling rallies in Buffalo over the weekend, the one, a dump Trump rally, the Nate McMurray people, and the other, a rally in support of President Trump. Do you plan on attending either rally? And if you're not going to go to either of the rallies, tell me why not. Is it because you're busy? Is it because there's other stuff to do? Is it because you don't think rallies do any good? Are you concerned about your safety, your personal safety? What is it that would keep you away from a rally, especially given the fever pitch right now of the political divide in the United States? You've got a chance to show your views one way or the other. Or is it just a question that rallies don't work and don't do anything? I mean, one of the things that rallies do allow you is to meet other people who believe the way you believe and allow you to network and meet some new friends so you know that you're not alone. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Tom in Amherst, who dropped his phone, I think, right as we're going to him. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Listen all the time, never call. Just out of curiosity with the listeners out there, because a theme goes through my head all the time, and I just want to know, am I the only one that's thinking about this? I'm sure I'm not. But it's like, to me, I support Trump. I think he's a flawed human being, but so am I. You know, I think that I believe in God, I believe in evil, and I believe God's using Trump, who I believe is a flawed man, to do what needs to be done to get us back to the way the country used to be.
Explain to me what you think needs to be done to get the country back to where it used to be.
Well, I'm a conservative, and I think that pretty much most of the things he's doing, I'm in agreement with. I agree with borders. I believe in law. I believe in enforcing the law.
Do you remember the old days when Democrats actually wanted border enforcement? I mean, people like Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama wanted enforcement at the border?
I do, and that's what makes me feel like there's something crazy, supernatural going on. I think it's a battle from good to evil, because I say to my friends all the time, it's like looking at an automobile and saying it's a chair. Like, no matter how much truth you hit them with, they come back and they double down. And I'm pro-life. I believe in life, not I'm against abortion, let me put it like that. And that's their mantra. It's almost like on their side, that's the most important thing to them. And I think to myself, how can you claim moral high ground when your biggest topic is abortion? And then you come and you judge people, and it's just mind-boggling to me, and I just am curious to know if people see, like, the way I'm looking at this, a little bit of good versus evil. And I'm not saying that there isn't people that have a misunderstanding on the other side, but I do believe that there's only one right side. I don't think that they could be right and we on the conservative side could also be right. So,
well, it depends on the objective. For your objective, you believe you are on the right side. I can't really disagree with you.
100%. I believe in law. I believe in forgiveness. I believe in, like, everything that Donald Trump is doing is for America, for America's kids, and Americans' grandkids.
Well, I happen to believe, I mean, even if you don't take the the supernatural or the spiritual element, you could take that right out of it. I do believe that America is under attack. I think we are under attack now that could be even more damaging to this country than the attacks of September 11, 2001. because of the long-term ramifications of having to try to run a country that doesn't have a border and a country that simply is open for anybody anywhere in the world who wants to come here without any fear of being told they have to leave because they didn't get here the right way. That's a dangerous land.
I mean, we've always been the nation that, like Ronald said, the light up on the top of the hill. If America goes down, where will all these other people go for guidance? I think our bar has always been held at a very high standard. And what they don't seem to understand is if you just flood America and break down all of our laws, there is no more America. And if there's no more America, where are we going?
Well, again, we've talked about this in previous days. By the way, this hour of the show is brought to you by Nature Valley Crunchy Bars. The satisfying crunch of Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with whole grain oats and real delicious honey, it's really tasty, too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. I thought you needed to know that before we went any further with this conversation. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Well, that was primarily the topic that I wanted to cover. I listen every day, and I actually have called the White House two or three times. I mean, you speak to somebody who was just basically taking the calls, but I tell them I'm praying for the president. Stay strong. I'm in circles of people. I'm sure you are, too. We have our family and our friends, and so many people support what he's doing. And then you turn on the news, and it seems like we're outnumbered by people who just want destruction and hate. And I gave up trying to debate some of these people because they retort right to anger and they go to the physical appearance of the person and they'll go to the past where he was maybe unscrupulous in some of the things he's done in his life. Well, who in the world can't say that about themselves? So because he's a man who has a past that he's done some things that he's not proud of, hopefully at this point not proud of, that he's not redeemable. Look at what he does. Why do they refuse to look at what he does as opposed to his tweeting, which to me comes from his New York upbringing, where you punch me in the face, I'm punching you back.
But gee, I don't know. There's a video of him which shows him with Epstein. Oh, my God. that a billionaire would hang out with another billionaire? I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Well, I'm not going to the rallies. I would like to go someday. I'm not going to be around on Sunday, but
okay. So you would go, except you've got other plans.
I would go. I've never gone to one, but I've heard stories of my friends who've gone to some of the ones that were not local, and how they get harassed and things thrown at them. And it's kind of mind-boggling.
Well, hopefully that's not going to happen in Buffalo on Sunday. The Buffalo police should have a good presence there, and the two sides are going to be separated by roughly half a mile.
Thank you, Tom.
Roughly. All right, thank you.
Tom, who used to listen to you when I was young.
Yeah.
Used to have you on the radio back in the 80s, and always talked about you. I was too young to maybe understand it back then, but really enjoy listening to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much for the call. As suddenly I feel ancient like you wouldn't believe. Actually, confide something in you. I know I am old because I ate corn on Sunday. And one little kernel of corn kissed my cheek and stayed there for about a half hour before somebody called it to my attention. So the next symptom of old age is going to be that white crap that accumulates right in the corners of your lips. That's next, okay? And smelling like Vicks Vapor Rub, that is going to be another milestone in the aging process. Yeah, I've been doing this since well, in total, 1981, but talk radio since 1983. Holy crap. Okay, there's a wasted life. Let's go to Mary in Wheatfield on WBEN. Mary, hi.
Hey, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Despite advancing years and things falling apart, I can still hear.
Yeah, and that corn on your cheek. That's hysterical.
Well, that's a sign of being old. Every old person eating corn always has one kernel that clings to the cheek forever.
Yeah, well, who was the friend that was with you that didn't tell you about the corn?
Sad to report, there were numerous friends who didn't tell me about the corn because I think they found amusement in that.
Yeah, well, I know those friends, so I'm going to harass those. So listen, I am not going to the rally on Sunday because I'm going to be home in my pool because it's going to be a gorgeous day. But I would if it wasn't going to be 90.
So the weather is going to keep you from the rally on Sunday.
Absolutely. And with that being said, my son, who lives right there at Elmwood and Bidwell, he is pumped about this. And I was like, oh, Jesus, here we go. So he's like, Mom, I'm getting your Trump flag. And, you know, so he's all excited.
So he's going to be flying Trump paraphernalia at the anti-Trump rally because that's his neighborhood. That's his ground.
Right, right. He's right, yeah. So, and I'm like, I'm thinking there's going to be problems only because the left are problematic and they're going to cause shit. And so,
You know, you're the third person in the past week who has used a certain colloquialism for excrement on this program. Guys, the SH word, you can't say it on the radio. I shouldn't even have to say it. Look up George Carlin's 7 dirty words. Believe me, if you could use that word on the radio, you think I wouldn't use it? I'd use CS constantly. You'd hear that word on this show more than Deadwood if I could, but I can't. So I'm sorry, but I have to hang up on people and I have to dump people off the air when they use a colloquialism for excrement, number two, caca. It just can't be said on the radio right now. I think the FCC is stupid. I think telling us what we can and can't say in terms of words on the radio is absolutely stupid. It is moronic. It is puritanical. And it goes against everything I believe. Because you want to talk about contemporary community standards. Whose community are we talking about? The F-bomb? I don't know anybody who doesn't use an occasional F-bomb. I really don't. Now, there are people who don't use the C-word. That one's iffy. Even among veterans, swearers, and cursers, and I am one, you must be very careful where you administer the C word. The best is when you call a dude the C word. That's the best. That is the ultimate insult, you know, when you're doing it to another dude. But yeah, anyway, long story short, there's a lot of words that I'd love to use on this show, but I can't. You know why I can't? Because the government agency of the FCC tells me I can't. And you think I want to get hit with a $20,000 fine because you call in and use a colloquialism for excrement? That ain't going to happen. So I'm fast on the dump button, man. I'm faster than Wyatt Earp at OK Corral. Faster than your husband on your honeymoon wedding night.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, talking about a lot relative to the division in America. And today, one of the things we're getting into, these dueling rallies in Buffalo over the weekend, the one, a dump Trump rally, the Nate McMurray people, and the other, a rally in support of President Trump. Do you plan on attending either rally? And if you're not going to go to either of the rallies, tell me why not. Is it because you're busy? Is it because there's other stuff to do? Is it because you don't think rallies do any good? Are you concerned about your safety, your personal safety? What is it that would keep you away from a rally, especially given the fever pitch right now of the political divide in the United States? You've got a chance to show your views one way or the other. Or is it just a question that rallies don't work and don't do anything? I mean, one of the things that rallies do allow you is to meet other people who believe the way you believe and allow you to network and meet some new friends so you know that you're not alone. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Tom in Amherst, who dropped his phone, I think, right as we're going to him. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Listen all the time. Never call. Just out of curiosity with the listeners out there, because a theme goes through my head all the time, and I just want to know, am I the only one that's thinking about this? I'm sure I'm not. But it's like, to me, it's I support Trump. I think he's a flawed human being, but so am I. You know, I think that I believe in God. I believe in evil. And I believe God's using Trump, who I believe is a flawed man, to do what needs to be done to get us back to the way the country used to be.
Explain to me what you think needs to be done to get the country back to where it used to be.
Well, I'm a conservative, and I think that pretty much most of the things he's doing
I'm in agreement with. I agree with borders. I believe in law. I believe in enforcing the law.
Do you remember the old days when Democrats actually wanted border enforcement? I mean, people like Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama wanted enforcement at the border?
I do, and that's what makes me feel like there's something crazy, supernatural going on. I think it's a battle from good to evil, because I say to my friends all the time, it's like looking at an automobile and saying it's a chair. Like, no matter how much truth you hit them with, they come back and they double down. And I'm pro-life. I believe in life, not I'm against abortion, let me put it like that. And that's their mantra. It's almost like on their side, that's the most important thing to them. And I think to myself, how can you claim moral high ground when your biggest topic is abortion? And then you come and you judge people, and it's just mind-boggling to me. And I just am curious to know if people see, like, the way I'm looking at this, a little bit of good versus evil. And I'm not saying that there isn't people that have a misunderstanding on the other side, but I do believe that there's only one right side. I don't think that they could be right and we on the conservative side could also be right. So,
well, it depends on the objective. For your objective, you believe you are on the right side. I can't really disagree with you.
100%. I believe in law. I believe in forgiveness. I believe in, like, everything that Donald Trump is doing is for America, for America's kids and Americans' grandkids.
Well, I happen to believe, I mean, even if you don't take the, you know, the supernatural or the spiritual element, you could take that right out of it. I do believe that America is under attack. I think we are under attack now that could be even more damaging to this country than the attacks of September 11, 2001, because of the long-term ramifications of having to try to run a country that doesn't have a border and a country that simply is open for anybody anywhere in the world who wants to come here without any fear of being told they have to leave because they didn't get here the right way. That's a dangerous land.
I mean, we've always been the nation that, like Ronald said, the light up on the top of the hill. If America goes down, where will all these other people go for guidance? I think our bar has always been held at a very high standard. And what they don't seem to understand is if you just flood America and break down all of our laws, there is no more America. And if there's no more America, where are we going?
Well, again, we've talked about this in previous days. By the way, this hour of the show is brought to you by Nature Valley Crunchy Bars. The satisfying crunch of Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with whole grain oats and real delicious honey, it's really tasty, too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. I thought you needed to know that before we went any further with this conversation. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Well, that was primarily the topic that I wanted to cover. I listen every day, and I actually have called the White House two or three times. I mean, you speak to somebody who was just basically taking the calls, but I tell them I'm praying for the president. Stay strong. I'm in circles of people. I'm sure you are, too. We have our family and our friends, and so many people support what he's doing. And then you turn on the news, and it seems like we're outnumbered by people who just want destruction and hate. And I gave up trying to debate some of these people because they retort right to anger, and they go to the physical appearance of the person, and they'll go to the past where he was maybe unscrupulous in some of the things he's done in his life. Well, who in the world can't say that about themselves? So because he's a man who has a past that he's done some things that he's not proud of, hopefully at this point not proud of, that he's not redeemable. Look at what he does. Why do they refuse to look at what he does as opposed to his tweeting, which to me comes from his New York upbringing, where you punch me in the face, I'm punching you back.
But gee, I don't know. There's a video of him which shows him with Epstein. Oh, my God. that a billionaire would hang out with another billionaire? I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Well, I'm not going to the rallies. I would like to go someday. I'm not going to be around on Sunday, but
okay. So you would go, except you've got other plans.
I would go. I've never gone to one, but I've heard stories of my friends who've gone to some of the ones that were not local, and how they get harassed and things thrown at them. And it's kind of mind-boggling.
Well, hopefully that's not going to happen in Buffalo on Sunday. The Buffalo police should have a good presence there, and the two sides are going to be separated by roughly half a mile.
Thank you, Tom.
Roughly. All right, thank you.
Tom, who used to listen to you when I was young, used to have you on the radio back in the 80s, and always talked about you. I was too young to maybe understand it back then, but really enjoy listening to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much for the call. As suddenly I feel ancient, like you wouldn't believe. Actually, confide something in you. I know I am old because I ate corn on Sunday, and one little kernel of corn kissed my cheek and stayed there for about a half hour before somebody called it to my attention. So the next symptom of old age is going to be that white crap that accumulates right in the corners of your lips. That's next, okay? And smelling like Vicks Vapor Rub, that is going to be another milestone in the aging process. Yeah, I've been doing this since, well, in total, 1981, but talk radio since 1983. Holy crap. Okay, there's a wasted life. Let's go to Mary in Wheatfield on WBEN. Mary, hi.
Hey, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Despite advancing years and things falling apart, I can still hear.
Yeah, yeah, and that corn on your cheek. That's hysterical.
Well, that's a sign of being old. Every old person eating corn always has one kernel that clings to the cheek forever.
Yeah, well, who was the friend that was with you that didn't tell you about the corn?
Sad to report, there were numerous friends who didn't tell me about the corn because I think they found amusement in that.
Yeah, well, I know those friends, so I'm going to harass those. So listen, I am not going to the rally on Sunday because I'm going to be home in my pool because it's going to be a gorgeous day, but I would if it wasn't going to be 90. So
the weather is going to keep you from the rally on Sunday.
Absolutely. And with that being said, my son, who lives right there at Elmwood and Bidwell, he is pumped about this. And I was like, oh, Jesus, here we go. So he's like, Mom, I'm getting your Trump flag. And, you know, so he's all excited.
So he's going to be flying Trump paraphernalia at the anti-Trump rally because that's his neighborhood. That's his ground.
Right, right. He's right, yeah. So, and I'm like, I'm thinking there's going to be problems only because the left are problematic. So,
unfortunately, you know, you're the third person in the past week who has used a certain colloquialism for excrement on this program. Guys, the SH word, you can't say it on the radio. I shouldn't even have to say it. Look up George Carlin's 7 dirty words. Believe me, if you could use that word on the radio, you think I wouldn't use it? I'd use CS constantly. You'd hear that word on this show more than Deadwood if I could, but I can't. So I'm sorry, but I have to hang up on people and I have to dump people off the air when they use a colloquialism for excrement, number two, caca. It just can't be said on the radio right now. I think the FCC is stupid. I think telling us what we can and can't say in terms of words on the radio is absolutely stupid. It is moronic. It is puritanical. And it goes against everything I believe. Because you want to talk about contemporary community standards. Whose community are we talking about? The F-bomb? I don't know anybody who doesn't use an occasional F-bomb. I really don't. Now, there are people who don't use the C-word. That one's iffy. Even among veterans, swearers, and cursers, and I am one, you must be very careful where you administer the C word. The best is when you call a dude the C word. That's the best. That is the ultimate insult, you know, when you're doing it to another dude. But yeah, anyway, long story short, there's a lot of words that I'd love to use on this show, but I can't. You know why I can't? Because the government agency of the FCC tells me I can't. And you think I want to get hit with a $20,000 fine because you call in and use a colloquialism for excrement? That ain't going to happen. So I'm fast on the dump button, man. I'm faster than Wyatt Earp at OK Corral. Faster than your husband on your honeymoon wedding night. Yeah, David isn't here. You're stuck with me. Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. So there's actually going to be, in the city of Buffalo, a pro-Donald Trump rally on Sunday. And I'm kind of wondering if you guys plan on going to the rally or maybe going to the anti-Donald Trump rally, but given our audience, part of me doubts that. But one of the complaints that a lot of people have historically about political rallies is they always seem to be on the left. It's the left. It's those progressives. It's those communists who are always doing political rallies and protests. Well, here you have an opportunity, if you want to actually go out and mingle and hang out with the other Donald Trump supporters at the Colonial Circle and Richmond Avenue in the city of Buffalo. And what happened is originally Nate McMurray's Dump Trump, the anti-Trump rally, was scheduled for Elmwood and Bidwell. Well, originally it was scheduled for Niagara Square, but there's a big event going on there this weekend. So they moved it to Elmwood and Bidwell. And Russ Thompson said, well, look, if they're going to say that Trump needs to be dumped, we want to have a counter protest where people can express their support for President Trump and show those guys that we have the bigger crowd. Well, he probably didn't say that, but I'm guessing. So long story short, and Sandy Beach talked about this morning, there was some concern given the climate in America right now, the hatred and division in America right now. There was a concern among a lot of people that it would be folly to have on a 90 degree day, it would be ridiculous to have two diametrically opposed groups with such divergent opinions and energy so close to one another. A lot of people thought that that was kind of a recipe for a violent situation that we don't want to see and we don't want any part of in Buffalo. And I would suspect that violence would have been perpetrated by people coming in from the outside who really don't care about Buffalo or its reputation whatsoever, and they just want to do anything to stir the poop storm. So what happened is Russ Thompson, the pro-Trump guy, he talked with Nate McMurray, the anti-Trump guy, and they agreed mutually that it would be better to have both sides separated from each other to mitigate the possibility of any untoward incident happening on Sunday. So the anti-Trump rally is going to be at Elmwood and Bidwell, and the pro-Trump rally will be at Colonial Circle. We got a story about that at WBEN.com, but I'm curious, do you think that rallies do anything? And I am surprised that for all of what I take to be jealousy and sometimes concern over the ease with which the people on the left are able to put together demonstrations and rallies seemingly every day. They're outraged about something. I don't know how you live your life being outraged all the time, but somehow they find a way to do it. Just the outrage. It's seeping, malignant, malevolent outrage, I think. But there is, I think, on the right, some jealousy that they're actually able to do it. So here on Sunday, you guys who always say, well, look, I would like to have shown up to counter-protest the rally against ICE, but I have a job. I'd like to show up to counter-protest the rally against Trump, but I have a job. So this is your opportunity, and it is going to be on Sunday. And I am kind of, I mean, I'm wondering, like the Facebook, a lot of the responses on Facebook, for example, and that's just one metric, but a lot of those responses have said things like rallies don't do any good. Only morons go to rallies. Rallies don't accomplish anything. Some people have expressed concerns that it's going to be too dangerous despite the steps Russ Thompson and Nate McMurray have taken to mitigate the dangers, along with, by the way, talking with the Buffalo Police Department about their respective plans. So if you are, I mean, I'm really curious because this rally is going to be probably of the two rallies. Here's a wild guess. I'm going to say that 95%, maybe even 99% of the people listening to this show right now, if they were going to go to either rally, they would be going to the pro-Trump rally and not the anti-Trump rally. Now, I might be smoking crack, but that, I think, is a reasonable guess, okay? So I'm really surprised that not more people on Facebook have said, yes, we're going to the pro-Trump rally. And I'm trying to figure out why that is, because you finally have one that is going to be on a weekend and it's going to be early on a weekend, but not so early that it's going to cause you to miss church or grocery shopping or, you know, filling the car tires with air or anything like that. So is it that rallies don't work? Is it a safety issue over which you have some concern? Is it maybe? And the other thing is, too, you might simply have other plans. Because one of the things about summertime in Buffalo, we don't get, and this is also breaking news, also trees cast shade in a related development. But I'm just saying. So, and I don't know why I lost my train of thought with that whole little bit about trees casting shade. So are you going to go to the rally? Do rallies not work? I mean, wouldn't it be nice? Here's what I'm thinking, and again, I'm addressing probably 95 to 99% of the audience right now. Wouldn't you feel somewhat good in this era and this time of almost being described as outcasts by the national media because you happen to be a fan of Donald Trump? Wouldn't it do your spirit, wouldn't it do your soul some good, send it absolutely soaring to hang out with people who are also in favor of Trump? And you realize that you're not alone. You realize that you're not an outlier. You realize that you're not really that weird because you back President Trump. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, I would never name names. I would never do that to my friends, but not a big shock to anybody who listens to this show on a regular basis. I'm friends with a number of people, like a lot of people, in the music community in Buffalo. You know, guys who play in the bands that entertain you. And I would never name the names of bands or individuals in those bands. But let me simply say that I am pleasantly surprised by the number of musicians in the music community in Buffalo who are very, very, very pro-Trump. You would think, stereotypically, that musicians are all Democrats and would all be anti-Trump. Well, at least in Buffalo, with the people I know and the people, and again, I'm not naming anybody, so don't assume that you know who I'm talking about because you don't. I'm saying this as a generality. The people I know who are in music, a large number of them, I'm not going to give it a percentage, a large number of them, are very pro-Trump, which was a surprise to me. I thought it would be the other way. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to the calls. Joe in Kenmore, you're on. Thanks for holding. It's you.
Hey, Tom. Hey, I want to go to the rally, but I won't be here. I'll be out in Syracuse, which kind of bums me out because I really want to go.
So you would go to the rally if you were going to be here. What is it, a work commitment, a family commitment, something that can't be broken?
It can't be broken. It's what we've been doing is a traditional, what we call, for the past 36 years, a bunch of us close friends get together and go camping. We're going out to Sandy Brook.
You can't miss that for a political rally. You've got to live your life and enjoy it.
No, I want to go. But do rallies work? In regards to me, it only works in one regard. When I see the left do rallies and I hear them and they're on the news, it just reinforces to me that I made the right decision to back Trump. That's how it works as far as I'm concerned. But violence, I'll tell you something. I hope some left are listening to this because I'm an open-minded guy, and I'll tell you, the violence factor is much more heavier, much more percentage-wise to happen on the left, and I'll tell you the reason why.
Directed towards the right.
Yeah, directed towards the right. And here's the reason why. I went to the Trump rally a couple years ago. When he came here to Buffalo. And they, of course, did their protest. I stood right there in front of the cameras when I was on the floor, and they started protesting. Okay, fine. We get outside, and I got my 18-year-old boy with me, and we're being yelled at, all of us, as we're trying to get on the subway, a bunch of four-letter words and racist and pigs. And so then they throw themselves down the track, so you can't leave. Okay, so I get on the subway, and it's packed. Like a sardine, and these college students behind me, they're like 24 years old, and they go, wow, we went to the Bernie Sanders rally, we didn't see one protester. And I said out loud, doesn't that speak volumes?
Just, I'm just curious. So what's it like to actually be in the belly of the beast, having these insults directed at you? I mean, I know news reporters who have been, who've had some very unflattering things said about them and their lineage at certain rallies.
Tom, it was so bad that night. I'll tell you, conservatives, and I'm a conservative, we really keep it close to our chest. We don't want to bend down to their level. When we left, we caught the subway down at UB. I get on, and I'm not lying, there's this a black man standing next to me, and he's got his young kids, a boy and a girl, and they look like 9 and 10. Now, I know you're not supposed to be, you know, under 18 to go to the rallies. That rule's broken. That subway was jammed, and it was quiet all the way downtown except for near Utica. Six beautiful young black women get on, 19, 18. They look respectable, clean. They get on. They get on for one stop. We're all silent. Nobody's talking Trump or anything. We're just kind of standing there. We're all keeping mind our own business. And they get off after one stop, and they yell, you know what, F Trump, F Trump, F Trump. And I looked at him. You know, I'm short. I'm only 5'7". He was like 6 foot. He looks down at me, doesn't say a word. And then he looks at his children. And you know what? No words needed to be spoken, Tom. You could tell he was like, they're out of control. They're out of control. And he was on the subway when we left, so I know he went to the rally. But yeah, there's much more chance of violence on the left.
Well, and hopefully there won't be any on Sunday. But you know, I said earlier that the stories I've read and the video I've seen of what happens at rallies when things get violent, it is, as you said.
Yeah.
And it must pain the media to report it. Like all that mega coverage the guy who tried to light up ICE got from out west. Oh, I'm sorry. That barely got a ripple of coverage. All right, thanks. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. That's how much coverage it got. Mother Nature is confused. Back to the calls. Kevin in Buffalo, you are on. You want to talk about rallies and whether or not they do anything?
Hello. Yes, I'm on. Tom, I've got three things. Number one, I am not going to the rally because part of the reason is I don't think in terms of meaningful policy change, they work. I mean, plus I don't really want to get yelled at or insulted. I would rather just be going to an amusement park.
I was going to say, why did you call my show?
And number three, actually, here's a perfect example of how something like this won't work. I guess there's this whole thing on Facebook where people are trying to get into Area 51. Well, good luck. They're really not going to get past the fences.
Yeah, the whole let's put a million people into Area 51. First of all, there is some talk, as you probably know, that that whole movement is nothing but a giant hoax. You're aware of that?
Well, okay, I suppose it is. It's just
I'm sure that they're going to get some idiots who show up, but you can't right. go to Area 51. You're putting your life in your hands, and it's a real stupid thing to do because, you know, the government takes highly classified military stuff very, very seriously. And even if our government currently is in touch with three different alien civilizations and has been in touch with three different alien civilizations for decades, and those Majestic 12 documents are real, you don't think they're actually going to be in somebody's desk drawer waiting for people to find them who storm Area 51.
That's right, and I don't know what they're thinking by doing that. Anyways, I support Donald Trump, just I'd rather support him in the voting booth instead of at a rally.
Okay, but do you think, I mean, aren't rallies good for people who might feel isolated in their political beliefs? Because especially around these parts of the country, being a Trump supporter or being somebody on the right can feel like an awfully lonely place in which to find yourself.
You're right, and you're right. I absolutely concede that to you because having a lot of support, friends and neighbors, is a great thing, too. It's just not my forte. I'm just not for me. But you're right. I do agree. Support is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, it's refreshing to know that they really aren't alone in how they view things. They're not outliers. They're not weird. They're not misanthropic because they happen to support Donald Trump.
Exactly.
They may be weird and misanthropic for other reasons, but not because they support the president.
Of course.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.